Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings to you. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. We call it the DDP for short. It is short, 5 minutes every day, 365 days a year. Try to give you a little fresh bread to help you out along your way. Every now and then, I will feel like we have just crammed so much into one session. And that's the way I feel about yesterday. When we did the DDP yesterday, we talked about the helmet of salvation and how the New Testament writers were almost always writing towards a last day event that they believed was going to happen in their day. I believe they were right that it did happen in their day, and that that last day event was the fall of Jerusalem and thus the fall of the Jewish system of quote-unquote righteousness. And the generation that put Jesus on the cross was the generation Jesus said, you've killed all the prophets before him, and told them, and according to Matthew 21 in the parable of the householder, that they would kill the son when he came, and that the father then would come and take vengeance on those who did that to the son. That day of vengeance is not in your future, and it was not at the cross. The day of vengeance that Luke 21 is referring to is the day in which God completely eradicated the efficiency and the relevance of the old covenant at the fall of Jerusalem. The book of Hebrews was warning its writer of this. It said that which is old is ready to vanish away, and that was, of course, the day that there was no more temple to go to. There could then be no more sacrifice for sin after Jesus. And once the temple was gone, there couldn't even be the temptation for a sacrifice of sin. Now, why am I getting into all of this? This is eschatological. Well, part of it is because it's on my heart. It has been for a long, long time, many years, in fact. And I've kept a lot of things in my heart. Haven't even revealed them all out loud because I know it's such a controversial topic for grace people, especially, who seem to be a lot of times still in a paradigm of what I call escapism theology, and they're looking for an end-time event in which the world has to get worse so that they can get out of here. And I think it's causing us a lot of grief because we're looking for bad news. It's caused us to look for the Antichrist. It's caused us to think that people that believe in hope and peace are people who are working for the devil. And I think that is so foolish. Why we would have the kingdom of God inside of us and then resist the spreading of that kingdom on planet Earth. And so I won't get there too much today, but the hope of salvation is what Paul calls the helmet of salvation in 1 Thessalonians 5. He just calls it the helmet of salvation in Ephesians 6. It's way down the list on the armor. It's not the first thing you put on because he's not talking about your soul's salvation. He was talking about their salvation from the coming wrath that was going to fall upon Jerusalem and that they didn't have to worry about it hitting them. You could also spiritualize it. I think that's the beauty of hermeneutics is the ability to take the scripture and then put it applicable into your life. But that's secondary. Primary interpretation deals with the people it's being written to, and that's their interpretation is from a coming day of vengeance. But for the secondary, the spiritual application would be that your minds are guarded over by the fact that you've not been appointed to wrath. And so no matter what the enemy throws across your head, that God's against you, God's mad at you, God's coming to get you, God's ticked off at you, you don't have to believe it because you have the helmet of salvation covering you and protecting you. That is tremendous news. It is the kind of news that ought to help you to have what Paul told Timothy, the sound mind. You've not been given the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And as you rest in that sound mind, you rest beneath the hope of salvation. Tomorrow we'll talk about the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. We'll see you then. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.